Lord, be in my mind and remembrance that I may worthily proclaim your holy gospel in the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. On that first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when they sacrificed the Passover lamb, his disciples said to him, "Where do you want us to go to prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city and a man will meet you, carrying a jar of water. Follow him. Wherever he enters, say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says, where's my guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' Then he will show you a large upper room furnished and ready. Make the preparations for us there." The disciples went off, entered the city, and found it just as he had told them. And they prepared the Passover. While they were eating, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them and said, "Take it, this is my body." Then he took a cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, and they all drank from it. He said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which will be shed for many. Amen, I say to you, I shall not drink again the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." Then after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Take it. This is my blood of the covenant, which will be shed for many. In all the readings today, we ponder blood and we ponder covenant. God has come to make a sacred familial bond, to marry us. And that those covenantal marriages were always sealed with blood. We see that in the letter to the Hebrews, the second reading, how Jesus passed through the veil and with his own blood sealed the new and eternal covenant. The first reading, we see that Moses sprinkled the blood of the covenant, that first covenant, on the people who were there. Jesus himself was going to, by his own blood, unite us with him in an eternal alliance. That thought about blood is very important for us here in the catacombs of St. Callistus. So we ponder the blood of the martyrs that was shed ultimately out of love for the Lord to keep our faithful covenant with him. But that blood is not significant just simply because it was found in martyrs who shed it in union with Christ, who shed his blood for them, but literally because the Eucharist, the body and blood of the Lord, makes martyrs, strengthens us to be faithful to the end. Was here in these catacombs, as we heard earlier on the tour, where on August 6, 258, the soldiers of Valerian came and arrested Pope St. Sixtus II, along with his four deacons, as they were celebrating Mass down here. They knew that there was a risk that if they were to come to a place where they were well known to come often, that they could be arrested under those persecutions. But they came anyway, because they believed and they loved the Lord enough. It was here that they shed their blood for him who had shed his blood for us. The deacons were the ones who would always carry the Eucharist out to those who were imprisoned waiting for execution. And after the four deacons were killed here with Sixtus, they killed the other two. They allowed St. Lawrence 3 days to get all of the goods of the church together, and he brought the poor instead of gold together. After all the deacons had been assassinated, they needed others to take the Eucharist out. And there was a 12-year-old boy who here, St. Tarsicius, took the Eucharist out to the imprisoned, and he was mugged along the way, and they tried to profane the Blessed Sacrament, and he died protecting the Lord Jesus, and he was likewise buried here in these catacombs. We can think about the martyrs of Abitin in 304, modern-day Tunisia. Pope Benedict used to always talk about them. They were tipped off that if they were to convene on a Sunday and celebrate Mass, that the local prefect would have no alternative but to arrest him and send him to Carthage for torture and execution. He thought that that would be enough to just scare them away from where they would convene. That Sunday morning at dawn, the prefect found them where they always were. He waited for the 49 to finish the Mass, and afterward he arrested them, and he asked, "Why? Why would you go through it?" And the response of an old man whose only name we know is Emeritus, very old, said, "Sine Dominico non possumus." Without the Lord on Sunday, we can't make it. They would rather die physically and be spiritually alive than to die spiritually in order to retain their physical life. They knew that, as some of you might remember, Father Ron Gillis, spiritual director of mine when I was a young man, he used to say the Eucharist is like a game of high-stakes poker in which Jesus says, I'm all in. And the only worthy response, the only way to stay in that covenant, the only way to stay in the game, no matter how many chips we have, even if it's far fewer than what the Lord is putting on the altar, putting on the table, we put all our chips in. Sine Dominico non possumus. The Eucharist makes martyrs. We see it in Cardinal Vantoin, whom I knew here, who imprisoned for 13 years, 9 in solitary confinement in Vietnam, with a few particles of bread and a drop or two of wine on his hand, would celebrate Mass from memory. We see it in the priests of Dachau, those 2,700 priests, who at the great risk of being beaten and then killed, would celebrate Mass clandestinely and then in a cigarette box, would take the Eucharist in small little particles to all the Christians throughout the camp. We see it in Archbishop Romero, who even though they knew he was coming, though he knew they were coming for him, celebrated Mass and died right after the homily, shot down in the middle of the liturgy. The Eucharist continues to make us strong in bearing witness to the faith. St. Ignatius of Antioch, who died here in Rome, martyred in the year 107, said that the real consequence for us of the Feast of Corpus Christi is that we might live as Christians, Juxta Dominicam Viventes, that we might live according to Sunday, according to the way that the Lord strengthens us here with himself, so that we might bear witness to him in the middle of the world. Today, as we come forward in this place, we make our own that prayer we sang before the gospel, those inspired words of St. Thomas Aquinas. Lo, the angel's food is given. When God wanted a nourishment for the human soul, he could think nothing greater than himself. To the pilgrim who has striven, made the effort, strived to enter through the narrow gate, we are on this pilgrimage as part of our pilgrimage of life. See the children's bread from heaven. In order to really appreciate it, we've got to receive the Lord like we did with the faith of our first communion, which on dogs may not be spent. You can't throw the pearls before swine. Truth, the ancient types fulfilling. What are those ancient types? Isaac bound, a victim willing. Christ in the Eucharist is the fulfillment of Isaac. The Paschal Lamb, its lifeblood spilling. Christ is that new and eternal Passover. Manna to the Father sent every single day. Just like the Father gives us every day our supersubstantial bread from heaven, he gives us Jesus in response to our prayer, Sir, give us this bread always. And how important it is for us, especially in this pilgrimage, to take daily Mass. Very bread, good shepherd, tend us. He tends us, this good shepherd, from the inside out. Jesus, of your love, befriend us. You refresh us. You defend us. Your eternal goodness send us in this land of life to see. Not just waiting for it later, but he's tending us so that we can see him under these sacred appearances. You who all things can and know, who on earth such food bestow, grant us with your saints the lowest, where the heavenly feast you show, fellow heirs and guests to be. Amen. That it's through our fidelity to meeting the Lord here, that with all the saints, especially those who have died here out of love for Jesus in the Eucharist, we might come to be their guests and fellow heirs forever. That's what this Corpus Christi is about. May we receive the Lord's strength to live Juxta Dominicam Viventes, according to what we celebrate here. Because just like those martyrs in Abedin, we can't live without the Lord either. Praise be Jesus Christ.